This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Law, coming up at 9. Before we get to the rest of the leads, Roadshow regular Neil from The Haunt has called the program this morning. Hello, Neil.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Neil?
Looking forward to Friday, being a veteran, and I hope to say hi to Joe. But I was doing a little searching for for snow, because I do a little bike ride before.
Yeah.
And I looked up famous people in Stowe.
Yeah.
So I scrolled down to H, and no Hill. So I kept going, and all of a sudden I get to R. And who's there but Jerry Reiner,
what?
Meteorologist, wait, weather smoke.
Wait a second. Curtis is archenemy. Jeremy Reiner is listed in Wikipedia as a famous person from Stowe, and I am not.
Wow.
That is an outrage.
To change that.
I mean, maybe it's because I left. I left there and never went back. But I'm somewhat outraged.
I mean, we know you're famous based off of what the reporter said about Karen Reed.
That's correct, yes. That's
hanging
true.
Around
That's
with right. famous celebrities.
Right. Yep.
Well,
yep.
she said yep. influencers. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and,
well,
Greg, yeah. is it really surprising that a guy that changes his snowfall total predictions after the storm to make him look right would also be editing the Stowe Wikipedia page?
Right.
Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
Yeah, you're right, Curtis. He probably went in there and did that himself, Reiner.
What an absolute
I got a problem with
loser.
That.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
All right. We are
it's big
in
business.
We're half in Stowe and half in Hudson for this show live Friday morning at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of those who have served this country like Neil. But leads remain this morning. Courtney, hello, and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. There's going to be a lot of negativity today in the world, so I want to give a very positive lead of what's going on in the communities here in Boston. Jaylen Brown and Drew and Lauren Holiday have all three each donated $100,000 to 10 businesses, small businesses here in Boston over the next 3 years. So that's totaling $3 million that they are injecting into small businesses here in Massachusetts.
All right.
They want to make sure that businesses where the owners are of color are financially stable and able to grow. I've said this before, I'll say it again. The Boston Celtics team is a group of guys that don't just talk the talk, but they walk the walk. And Jaylen Brown over and over again has made sure that he is not just going to be remembered here in Boston as a great basketball player, but also a great human and somebody that's made sure that Boston has grown exponentially with him here. So Drew and his wife Lauren Holiday and Jaylen Brown, unbelievable effort to make sure small businesses continue to grow. It's one thing to promote them, but to actually take your money and to inject them into these small businesses, credit to them. We are very lucky that we have guys here playing for our sports franchises that actually want to make our community better.
Okay, right. Thank you, Courtney.
Good job by JB and Drew.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I had two potential leads, but I didn't know if one of them we were going to talk about was the Kelsey, and then the other one was the Celtics lead.
Hey, I don't know what the Kelce is.
That they neutered him.
I say Kelce.
You say Kelce?
Yeah.
All right, so we all know Jason Kelce and the situation that he had at Penn State, rightfully so. Somebody got in his face, and he reacted in the way that I think most people were reacted. But the fact that he had to go on ESPN before the Monday night game and basically with his tail tucked between his legs, cowering, damn near ready to shed a tear to apologize and saying, I don't want to meet hate with hate. I feel bad what I did. Like, no, just like be honest and say, you know what? I was approached in a way that I felt like they disrespected somebody in my family, and this is the way that I reacted. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change anything for it. I would react the same way. But the fact that he had to go out there and damn near come to tears or make himself look like he was coming to tears to basically say how wrong he was. Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong with this country that we live in. When something happens and people look at it and go, okay, he reacted in a way that I think most people reacted in. Why do we always have to react in a way that's high and mighty?
Yeah, if you missed, and good lead, Wiggy. If you missed what happened, he was doing a game and a Penn State fan came up to him and said, you know, insulted his brother and used a slur.
Used a homophobic slur.
Homophobic slur when insulting his brother. And he grabbed the phone, smashed the kid's phone, and responded back at him with the same slur. And so, Courtney's lead yesterday was that there are people who at this point in this country are willing to say anything to anybody because they are hiding behind the protective veil of anonymity on social media. And therefore, it is time for people to stand up for themselves and if somebody says something that is impolite, to respond in an impolite manner.
And I'm sure that he wishes he didn't use the homophobic slur back to the kid. Mm-hmm. But in the heat of the moment, he was like, all right, you want to call me this? Then here you go. Also, the kid didn't even know have the right Kelce's name after he's like looking at other cameras being like, that Travis Kelce, I hope you got that on camera. That was Travis Kelce. It's like, no, that was Jason A. And B, I'm sure that kid's not going to go run his mouth again.
Now, the opposing viewpoint would be displayed on the text machine right now, which says Wiggy is basically doubling down on assaulting people.
Oh, F off.
Yeah. I'll say it. If you meet me with negativity and you meet me in a way where you're being verbally hostile to me, then guess what? I'm going to meet you back with that same type of hostility. My grandmother used to say all the time, treat people how you want to be treated.
There is a concerned American on the phone. Hello, concerned American. All right.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
First of all, good morning.
Yes.
Has our country come to a point where we don't have a constitutional right to say what we want? First Amendment?
That doesn't...
Listen. I'm not going to even argue this. Mm-hmm. You guys promoted violence on your show yesterday, saying it was okay for Mr. Kelce to grab someone because he didn't like their First Amendment protected activity to express themselves. If this is where our country has gone... Well,
What's your name? Why are
I
you
told
calling
you Brian.
Your name's Brian. And, well, it says a concerned American. It doesn't say your name here. Secondly, you do realize...
Because I didn't give it.
Exactly. So you're demanding accountability without giving your name. So you're saying...
No, I gave my name, sir.
Okay, Brian, you're saying the First Amendment is under attack when Wiggy is saying that Jason Kelce has the absolute right to defend himself verbally after being accosted by an ass. That's what we're talking
about.
So in what way is the First Amendment under fire? They both used it.
Okay, you just told me that he expressed himself. He can say what he wants as long as he makes no threats. That does not give Mr. Kelce the right to grab him.
He didn't grab him. Never touched him.
He did. He grabbed his phone.
The guy came up and shoved him.
Well, that's what you reported yesterday, Courtney.
Yeah.
You said he grabbed his phone yesterday.
Just because you're yelling doesn't mean you're right. Let somebody else speak for 3 seconds.
I didn't say I was Okay, I am yelling.
Yeah, so relax
for
3 seconds. Just relax.
Okay, I'll relax.
This is the problem with America, is nobody can have a conversation anymore. The issue here is that...
The problem is we get our rights violated by a daily basis, and you guys think it's okay.
Oh, my
Whose God. Rights were violated?
Who, like, what are we talking
about?
Did he not physically
touch the kid?
No, he didn't. That's the point.
Yesterday? Okay, so you made a mistake yesterday then, Courtney, by saying he reached out and touched his phone. Am I correct?
I said he took his phone. He did.
Yeah. But, Courtney, yeah.
Brian,
I want to be absolutely clear with you. I did not report that he touched him yesterday. I said he took his phone and threw it on the ground. That is exactly what he did. Let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
The kid then shoved Kelsey. So if you want to talk about putting hands on somebody, the kid put his hands on Kelsey. You're not letting me...
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish because I'm going to make you look stupid on the radio.
Please, let me make me look stupid, please. I'm so excited.
You majored in it.
Go ahead.
All right. He grabbed his phone, right?
Yep.
And threw it on the ground.
Yep.
His phone is an extension of his body. That's assault. Now, that kid has a right to defend himself under the Fourth Amendment. You can laugh all you want, Curtis. Look the law up before you laugh, you moron.
There is a moron in this conversation. Here you go. Speaking of amendments.
We have to dump out of you. You cannot use the S word.
Right.
When talking about anybody on this program.
But that's
not allow that.
That's what I said yesterday, because Brian is technically right. Once you take somebody's phone out of their hand and you smash it, that is, in the world of some people, that's assault. That's how they're going to look at it. That's why I said yesterday, I was surprised, Courtney, that you were on the Jason Kelsey side, because that doesn't give, I thought you were going to say, it doesn't give him the right to snatch his phone and smash
it. No, I'm at the point now, people just think that they can say whatever they want, they can do whatever they want. Jason Kelsey was not going to harm the person, took the phone that he was recording Jason with and threw it on the ground.
But that is considered assault. Okay.
That's assault, brother.
But where I stand different than what the caller Brian said.
I know you do.
I said...
All right, wait, we got to take a break.
I don't have an issue with assault.
Can we get to the 25th Amendment when Trump gets back?
Courtney, I'm going to make you look stupid.
Yep. There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
On the radio.
We do have to take a break.
Right. I do that for myself,
but
Brian.
I'm interested in this topic.
It's a very good topic.
What I am most interested in is the point that we have reached in this country to be as an important part of your life as a child. It's as if Jason Kelsey snatched a child from the arms of a new father.
Yeah.
And that is an extension of the human is the phone. That's all right. I will get to my lead coming up, and then Scheim, executive order. Let's do They Said It at 7:20 on this morning show, just 20 minutes away. And we will certainly talk about what David Pasternak said yesterday about being sat by Jim Montgomery for the third period on Sunday night, among other things, coming up on the Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.